Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Lotus. If I wear mirrors all over my body when it's sunny, would that keep me cool? Thank you, Lotus. The short answer is yes. Mirrors are very efficient at reflecting sunlight. When sunlight reaches the surface of the Earth, over half of its energy is heat. So a mirror placed in the way of your body will do a good job at reflecting most of that heat. But glass is not necessarily the most practical material to be making clothing from. It's not very flexible and can cause irritation to our skin. Clothes made from white textiles, while less efficient than mirrors, will reflect more sunlight than darker clothes, which will keep you relatively cooler, and it's why, for example, cricketers wear whites. But Stanford University's Shanhu Fan has produced a special brand of silk to mitigate the effect of ultraviolet radiation from sunlight warming up this comfy clothing material. Here he is speaking to us about this work.
Native silk absorbs ultraviolet light. Absorption of ultraviolet light gives rise to heating of the textile. We introduced aluminum oxide nanoparticles into the silk. Nanoparticles just look like a little ball, except they are very, very small. The nanoparticle that we put in is designed so that it reflects strongly the ultraviolet light.
And Professor Fan has proven the effectiveness of his special silk at keeping us cooler.
What we have demonstrated is that nanoprocessed silk, when placed under direct sunlight by itself, can reach a temperature that's 3.5 degrees Celsius below ambient. And therefore, a person wearing such a nanoprocessed silk in an outdoor setting is essentially wearing its own air conditioning.
Not bad, eh? The nanoparticles are locked tightly in the silk with the use of a chemical bonding agent, meaning they don't come out in the wash. So, Lotus, yes, mirrors might keep you cool out in the sun, but there are perhaps more practical solutions out there, aside from seeking shade and drinking lots of water, of course, in the form of white clothing and nano-processed silk. Thanks for sending that one in. Next time, we'll be answering this question from listener Ranjith. He says, I've been seeing some claims that volcanoes produce a huge amount of CO2 compared to CO2 emissions by humans. Is this true? Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.